Many issues in the United States affect minorities because of the diversity formed from generations of immigration. America is made up of generations of immigrants and the sons and daughters of those immigrants. I am a daughter of an immigrant family, but one that is a little different than others. Growing up as biracial has made me confused as well as exasperated with the way people of color are treated. My parents are from very different ethnicities. My father is German-American. He grew up in Frankfurt, Germany on an American military base. His parents and six siblings traveled to America when my grandfather was stationed in Washington. On the other hand, my mother is 100% full Chinese. She grew up in a poor town in the mountains of Qingdao, China. She was able to immigrate to America for graduate school. My parents are the basis of what makes me me. I have grown up to be neither American or Chinese, a mixture of the two, with my Chinese heritage usurping my American. As a child, I attended weekly Chinese school in my mother's hopes that I would be connected to my Chinese roots, not to be like other American-born Chinese who could not speak their own parents' language. I attended that school for 10 years. Now, being mixed is becoming increasingly common nowadays, but over a decade and a half ago, it wasn't as prevalent. I was friends with another mixed girl in a similar situation to me, but the difference with her was you could tell she was mixed. I have not been blessed with such good genes. My identity is constantly in flux because I feel no real connection with my parents. I feel that I look nothing like them, and in their eyes, I am neither Asian enough nor white enough. Growing up, I have continuously been told by my mother's Asian friends that I am lucky, that I am born in the year of the rabbit with an American citizenship and all the opportunity I have been blessed with here in America, that I am lucky to not have my mother's basic Asian profile of small eyes, a flat nose, and a round face, that I am fortunate to have my father's sunken eyes, straight nose, and sharp jawline that have given me straight eyebrows and double eyelids, all because of my mixed ethnicity. My mother's Asian friends see only the outside effects of being mixed. It's something interesting to talk about, and it keeps people's attention, but once the interest and curiosity wear off, people find you to be strange. It's a mask of someone that doesn't know, that doesn't understand their cultural heritage as their parents, but is trying so hard to blend in. Up until recently, I've noticed that possessing the characteristics of biracial or multiracial is something that is not acknowledged by many people as a real identity. For example, while taking the STAR test as a child, during the beginning of the test, one must fill out one's ethnicity as well as name and address. I've always had mixed feelings regarding my choice to only circle one answer. The bubble, while quick to complete, has given me angst in the future. These standardized tests have always had a clinical way of categorizing people and managing to bring up the question of what are you? People who have met me nowadays are more politically correct than they have been when I was a child. They have more tact, some even think before they speak. But as a child, often after meeting someone for the first time, the question of what are you gets asked. I have always said half Chinese, half American, but I've always just wanted to scream that I am human and that my racial identity doesn't make up who I am.